What a shot this is for Tim Stützle. His second goal of the season. Stings this one off the inside of the post and into the back of the net.
At the Rink with Gord Wilson.
Good morning, Gord. We're going to start talking hockey for real this morning. It's now. It's happening. I know it's rookie camp, but it's still real hockey, real players on ice. The sound of the blades slashing against the frozen tundra.
Fantastic. Oh, it's okay. We're combining sports now. Well, that's fantastic. but yes, it's not quite tundra just yet. But it is frozen, and it is ice, and it smells very good at Canadian Tire Center these days. And, back on a regular basis. Actually, not going in today, but it's been the last three of the last 4 days have been back at the rink watching players skate as the development camp sort of wraps up today with some off-ice things, and then the rookies hit the ice tomorrow in full stride. And it's getting close, isn't it? What is it? September 22nd is when main camp gets underway.
Yeah, I mean, how much time do hockey players actually take off these days anyway in the summer? It's not 1975 where you show up with a beer belly and play yourself into shape during camp.
Yeah, you put your cigarette butt out beside you on the bench, lace up your skates and away you go. Yeah, no, it's not like that anymore. It's all about... It's a 365-day job, and it's interesting, Bill, because these development camps, and the Senators were one of the first teams to start this many, many, many years ago, a couple of decades ago. They started to bring their prospects in and get them acclimatized with, A, an NHL rink, B, an NHL locker room, an NHL ice surface, and just an atmosphere, an NHL staff, and, throughout the summer months, and development camp usually is held first week of July, right after the draft. And it's interesting because there are the players who live in town are usually at the team gym almost on a daily basis. So when these development camp players come in, they get an opportunity to see NHLers, full-fledged NHLers, work in a gym. And it's an invaluable lesson. And I mean, 20 years ago when this started, it was almost unheard of. So players would come in and their eyes would be as big as saucers because they'd see Daniel Alfredsson in the gym on July 5th and go, wow, it's a 365-day-a-year job. The money is just too great. The players are so much more mature than when I first started back in 92 when a rookie would come and he'd be one of those guys with the beer belly and get himself into shape or try to get himself into shape during camp. It just doesn't happen anymore. These guys are phenomenal athletes from probably the age of 14 on and extremely dedicated to their craft.
I remember we signed up my son. We weren't living in Canada at the time, but we signed Killian up for a skills development camp in Quebec City.
Yeah.
Midsummer.
Yeah.
And it's a university campus and they had two surfaces. And all these kids were working out doing these very specific kinds of skills development drills. And on the rink next door, a bunch of NHLers who happened to live in Quebec City had rented the ice together, paid for their own coaches. And there's the star center of the Boston Bruins and a bunch of other well-known NHLers doing the exact same drills the kids were doing next door. And it was so inspiring for the kids to realize, wow, they still do that too.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
If your name is Bergeron, you can do those skills a little better than a lot of the kids.
Yeah, it's a different
game. But it's actually mind-boggling to see the basic skill level they have now, what they can do with a puck on their stick. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So I know rookie camps are not designed to bring somebody from nothing to the NHL right away. It's more about long-term acclimatizing. I get that. But occasionally, somebody stands out. Is there any likelihood that someone right now who's at this rookie camp for the Sens could actually be a player this season?
Well, we're all keeping an eye on a young man by the name of Igor Sokolov, a 21-year-old out of Russia who was drafted in the second round of the Senators by the Senators in 2020, so last year. He came out of the draft. He went into the draft, as the highest-scoring junior player in in the country. He had 46 goals with Cape Breton that year, and the year before he got passed over in the draft. There was just no interest in him whatsoever. And the Senators,
well, I like these stories.
Absolutely. This is a phenomenal story because he spent 3 years. He's 21 years old, and he told us the other day, Bill, that he's been away from home for 9 years. So he started his NHL journey as a 13-year-old, and he went away to a school to and a town to play hockey and get better. And we asked him about his family, et cetera, and he said, well, I visited. Yeah, you have to remember, I don't know them very well because I've been away for so long.
I don't know them very well. Wow.
Incredible when you think about it. He couldn't actually tell us what his father did for a living. He knew what he did, but he couldn't explain it to us. And we found it very interesting. That being said, this is a young man who has completely, as I said earlier, dedicated himself. And you want to talk about training with other players in the off season. He's a 21-year-old adopted Eastern Canada guy. He had an opportunity to get on the ice for about a week with Drake Batherson, who's very good friends and has been training for quite some time with Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon, Brad Marchand. I mean, this is just, you get on the ice and you watch how these players, you know, practice, you can't help but say, I want to be like them, and this is what I have to do. Well, one of the reasons Igor went undrafted his first draft eligibility year was because of his weight. He had issues with his weight, and when you have issues with your weight when you're an 18, 19-year-old, there can be a question about your dedication. And he took it upon himself, and his skating was an issue as well. Well, he took umpteen skating lessons, and he got himself in peak physical condition. And he's come
I remember to camp. Hearing a story about a guy who showed up at a rookie camp, and all of the players in the locker room thought he was maybe one of the kids of a trainer there to just spend the day with him. Very overweight.
Yeah.
And he went out on the ice and skated circles around everybody. And he went on to become a very good NHL defenseman who has 2 Stanley Cups in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, there you go. You drew.
Okay. Drew Doughty had a big weight problem when he was young.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden something clicks, right? Yeah. There's a wire that was crossed at one point the wrong way, and then all of a sudden it gets put into place. And it sometimes it's all about timing. I mean, kids mature at different levels, different ages. But there hasn't been a player who I've crossed paths with at the age of 18 or 19 who doesn't still shock me with his maturity level. And I live with a 15-year-old boy, so yeah, you know as well as anybody. And anybody who has a teenager realizes that, oh boy, this can get goofy in an awful hurry. Well, these are why these guys are where they are at this age. They separate themselves. There's a real dedication to becoming better. And Igor is a great example of that. So you ask if there is at least one player that is going to catch our eye, and it will be Igor Sokolov. 15.
Cool. I love that you've given me someone to root for. That's great. And
yeah.
Karen Gordon, you know, from this show on Fridays,
yes,
Reputation Rescue, she loves junior hockey and knows a lot about it. She just sent me a text. She said, oh my God, that kid is amazing. He stayed in Cape Breton and drove food to seniors during COVID.
Yeah, and he's been a huge part of their community for a couple of years now. So you want to talk about maturity level and level of commitment to your craft? Well, there's off ice activities that build character, and the Senators are a team. Most teams are these days. You know, you look at character first, and you go from there. And You have a trust in your hockey department to think, okay, we're going to be able to help this guy overcome his skating abilities. We're going to be able to add nutrition to his life, where his weight will be manageable. But you can't sometimes ingrain the character aspect into a young man. It's got to be there from the beginning, and Igor's got it in spades. He's overflowing with character.
Well, thanks for getting me excited. As you know, I'm in the market for a new favorite team, considering my team. Some people say they choke in the playoffs. I think they quit in the playoffs. That's actually worse.
Well, you know, as disappointing as the Senators' season was, the Leafs only played 7 more games than Ottawa last year. So the hope is that it will change this year.
I would argue they only played 1, maybe 2 more games than the Senators did.
Yeah, okay, you won't get an argument from me. You don't need to argue.
Thank you, Gord.
Okay, Bill, cheers.
Gord Wilson from TSN 1200, where you can hear the Senators games coming up